Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. Today, in the midst of the Christmas season, we turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 16 through 23. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. When Herod knew the Magi had fooled him, he grew angry. He sent soldiers to kill all the children in Bethlehem and in all the surrounding territory who were 2 years old and younger, according to the time that he had learned from the Magi. This fulfilled the words spoken through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and much grieving, Rachel weeping for her children, and she did not want to be comforted because they were no more. After King Herod died, an angel from the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. Get up, the angel said, and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. Those who were trying to kill the child are dead. Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus ruled over Judea in place of his father Herod, Joseph was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he went to the area of Galilee. He settled in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Martha C. Highsmith, PC USA pastor living close to the land on the family farm in North Carolina. Miss Highsmith writes, in her song Blessings, Laura Story asks,
what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears?
What if your healing comes through tears? It is a question for the Rachels in our midst. Rachel wept for the lost children of Israel who had been taken into exile at Ramah. She would not be consoled. She did not want to be consoled. The mothers of Bethlehem also refused comfort because to dry their tears would be to forget the joy, the laughter, the love, the babies. Weeping honors the dead. Tears are a visible sign of hidden heartbreak. Mourning is an essential part of remembering. Rachel wept, and certainly Joseph and Mary did too. Forced to flee as refugees in a strange land, they could rely only on the midnight murmurings of angels. Another question from the song is for them.
What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near?
It is a question for us too. Some feel that tears are a sign of God's presence. If that is true, then God has been close to us all. And when the tears do not cease, when sleep does not come, all we can do is hold on to that presence. Even in the midst of tears and sleepless nights, there is love. Sometimes we know the love by knowing the grief, because love is embedded in every grief. Without love, there would be no sense of loss. Birth and death, fear and faith, love and loss are intertwined in the story of Jesus. From beginning to end, from cradle to cross, Jesus' life is in danger. And on the other side of Christmas, we are to do as Joseph did. Listen to God's whispers and do what we can to keep Christ alive in the midst of the world's threats. We are called to hold on to Emmanuel and know that indeed, God is with us. Loving God, inhabit our dreams, bless our tears, and fill us with your healing presence. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. Our church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. From the entire staff, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And join us again next week for The Good We Can.